I'd like now to welcome to the program Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He also writes for the Paso Tiempo, the Friday Arts Supplement in the New Mexican. Welcome.
Well, good morning. What's new?
You tell me what's happening this weekend and beyond.
What a week. You got Beirut. You got the discussion about Egypt. You got copyright in the digital era. You've got the
Chinese bicycles.
You got John Sayles, who you just interviewed. There's plenty of stuff to do, and you can find it all in the Paso Tiempo. Take a quick look while Mary Charlotte and I talk about sex.
Why don't you start on that one?
Which one?
The last one.
Well, I think that it'd be really interesting for you and I to have a little show and talk about the differences from a man's viewpoint and
a woman's
viewpoint.
For you and me to have a little show.
I'll do it with you as well.
So, why don't we just for the sake of argument, go back to what's happening this weekend?
Yikes. You like books?
In fact, I do.
I figured as much. Fifth annual Santa Fe Antiquarian Book Show. Now, do you know what an antiquarian is?
Somebody who likes antique books?
No, antiquarians between Scorpio and Capricorn in the horoscope. What's wrong with you? Anyway, there's more than 30 dealers of out-of-print books, first editions, children's books, postcards, prints, maps. El Museo Cultural opens tonight at 4 o'clock, so a nice late afternoon visit. El Museo is over in the rail yard at 555 Camino de la Familia, which is right off Paseo de Peralta near the railroad tracks. You do have to pay to get in. It's less expensive on Saturday than it is tonight. 983-0088, and again, it's tonight, 4 to 9, and tomorrow, I'm not sure exactly what time tomorrow. Oh, it's 9 to 5 tomorrow. Cheaper to go tomorrow than tonight, but then more books will be gone, right?
Exactly. I think that's how that works.
Now, what do you know about Beirut? And I'm not talking about the city.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, Zach Condon is a Santa Fean. And he is the leader of this group that's really gaining momentum. And they're coming back to play a wonderful benefit concert for Warehouse 21, which is where he sort of started as a young performer. Robert Kerr, Paso Tiempo's music and film writer, did a really nice Q&A with Zach Condon in today's paper. Beirut is playing at Warehouse on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. It's a benefit concert. 8 o'clock. No, pardon me. Let me make sure I get this right. 7:30, October 7th, 8 o'clock, October 8th. I don't know.
You're doing next week.
It's a little, yeah, but it's a little weird. Well, no, it's the same week.
No, that's a week from today.
October
that's
8th, but not October 7th.
That's next Friday's listing.
Okay, the Paso Tiempo, I'm sorry to say, might have it a little screwy, but maybe not. We'll take a look.
How about this? Wait until dark. With Alan Arkin and Audrey Hepburn, 1967 movie, screening one night only at The Screen. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and it's presented by the Santa Fe Film Festival.
That's correct. I just watched that movie recently. It still can make you jump. And
Is it scary?
It's a good tension picture from the 60s, and she's a blind housewife, and these three con men slash criminals slash maybe killers start playing her in this little game, sort of this weird game, and I won't give it much more away.
Ooh, it sounds really scary.
Well, you would probably like it.
Now, and it's based on the play by somebody named Robert Knott.
No, Frederick Knott, K-N-O-T-T.
Oh, that's so funny. They have it written down in their press release as Robert Knott.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
That's Santa Fe Film Festival. What's wrong with you guys? Get your press releases right.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't write it. Frederick Knott, who wrote Dialect
They got
for
the last name spelled with the K, but you're so universal that
that's
you...
That's funny.
That you're on everybody's subconscious.
There's also a screenwriter named Robert Knott with a K.
Yeah.
And people think I'm him.
That's confusing, too, since you're a writer.
I know. Wouldn't it be good if they thought I was Cary Grant or George Clooney or Johnny
Yeah,
Depp?
George Clooney has the advantage of being alive and well and young. And
okay.
I mean, it might be nice if they thought you were Groucho Marx, too, but he's not here.
Well, they do. They think I'm Groucho or Dean Martin. That's not a bad combo.
You're kind of a combination of the two.
Copyright in the digital age, mine, yours, and ours. A talk by Molly Van Howling. It's going to be presented by the Santa Fe Institute at 7:30 Wednesday.
Yeah, that's worth going to.
And with James A. Little. It's free. So, and there's a nice piece in today's Paso Tiempo. Take a look-see. By Casey Sanchez.
Yay.
Braids is playing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, 8 o'clock Saturday, October 1st, with Pepper Rabbit and Painted Palms. Got to pay to get in. Check out soulsantafelive.com or see Robert Kerr's piece in today's Pasatiempo. And Kit Carson, that guy still fascinates us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There's a new book by David Remley, Kit Carson, The Life of an American Border Man by University of Oklahoma Press. Although I don't believe he's doing any local readings, there's a really nice piece by James McGrath Morris in today's PAS about it. Take a look-see. And we also have a review of the new John Sayles picture, and you just interviewed him, so
yeah.
You've seen the picture, I assume.
I have indeed. It's very, very good.
Good. Playing at CCA? Help me out the screen.
Yeah, it's okay. Playing at the CCA.
You always know it's going to be one or the other.
And also on Wednesday night of next week, the 5th of October, it's the People's Data, the global emergence of the open data movement. And we're going to be talking to Tom Johnson, who is giving that talk. That's at Santa Fe Complex at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And on Tuesday, we're going to have Tom Johnson on the air talking about the huge change that the digital age means to journalism, to open government, to open data sources of all kinds.
Excellent.
Yes.
Millicent Rogers definitely had a movie star look, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And there's, we have the Millicent Rogers Museum up there in Taos on Millicent Rogers Road. And there's a new book called Searching for Beauty, Cherry Burns. And there's a really good piece in Pasatiempo Temple by Laurel Gladden that discusses all of this, tells you when, where. There's a lunch event with the author at 11:30 Tuesday at La Posada. And then there's a reading and book signing with the author at 6 p.m. Tuesday at Collected Works. And then she's also speaking at the New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival October 9th, which is next weekend, at the History Museum. So there's also a book festival next weekend.
Yeah, there's a book festival next weekend. I have them on the air every year, but this year they didn't contact me, so I don't think we're going to really feature it as much this year as we have in the past, but definitely check it out because it's a great event.
Now, what do you know about what's happening over in Egypt these days?
About as much as you do.
Oh, we're in trouble. Jessica Winiger is going to talk about creativity and revolution.
Yeah, I just had her on the air, too.
Well, there you go. 6:30 Thursday, New Mexico History Museum. Got to pay to get in. 954-7203.
And what's interesting is that she's talking about Egyptian art. Not King Tut, but like contemporary Egyptian artists.
In terms of the recent revolution?
In terms of the recent revolution and just in terms of art in general.
Okay, tonight is the first weekend in October, sort of. But tonight's not the Palace Avenue Walk because it's not the first Friday. It's the last Friday of September. Can you believe October's here already?
It's almost here. I know. I love this hot summer. I know it's terrible drought-wise and water-wise and everything, but I'm not looking forward to winter.
Yeah, but don't you love autumn?
Autumn's nice.
Autumn in Santa Fe. It's time to climb in a hot tub. When do we have to turn the clocks back?
Not this weekend, but next.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So it gets darker sooner?
It will, starting Saturday night a week from tomorrow, yes, it'll get dark. Well, it won't get dark an hour sooner, but it will seem that way because our clocks are set 1 hour back.
What do you mean it'll seem that way? It is going to be that way.
Only in terms of human clock time. The earth will keep spinning the way it always does.
My head is spinning. At 5 o'clock, it's dark is all I know. You move the clocks back at 5 o'clock, it's dark. I'm afraid to go home. The boogeyman comes out when it's dark. I can't even get home and lock the door.
Wait until dawn.
Ooh, with you? I'd love to.
All right.
You go ahead, read something.
You caught me off guard. I'm in the wrong window.
Okay, Bruce Dunlap tonight, jazz guitarist, 8 o'clock at gig. Smoke and Mirrors is an avant-garde circus performance presented by Ricochet and Santa Fe Performing Arts. It's over at the Army for the Arts. They're calling this a 17 and over show. It could be a little risque or something. 984-1370. Much Ado About Nothing is a Shakespeare play. It's actually Much Ado About a Lot of Things. The Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is presenting it at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lodge of Santa Fe.
Better presenting it than preventing it.
Well, yes, I would say so. And it runs through the weekend. It's by donation. It's at the Lodge. Let me give you a phone number. 490-6271. And for people like me and you that grew up on Charlie Brown and Peanuts, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the little wonderful children's show plays at the Zia United Methodist Church on Governor Miles Road. It's going to be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And it's not too expensive to get in. Dress as your favorite Peanuts character if you like. It also is on Sunday. Here's a phone number. 471-0997 for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Thayer Carter Woodcuts. Reception tonight from 4:30 to 7 at the Argos Studio at 1211 Louisa Street. And he's a good artist. What other art openings do we have?
Well, we have the Jeanette Williams Fine Art tonight. Is doing the Mad and Beautiful Game, paintings by Shelley Johnson and Yori Swartz. That's at 802 Canyon tonight, reception 5 o'clock.
Hunter Kirkland Contemporary Art. T. Barney and Gregory Frank Harris opening tonight from 5 to 7.
That's at 200 B, as in Boy, Canyon Road. Monroe Gallery of Photography down on Don Gaspar has work by Bill Eppridge, reception 5 to 7. Sage Creek has the annual International Guild of Realism show, reception 5 to 8.
Yes.
They're at 200 Old Santa Fe Trail downtown. This is their sixth year. And
that should be interesting. I would like to see that, the realism show.
Yeah, I like realism because it seems realistic to me. Collected Works has paintings by Maggie Muchmore. Hello, Maggie. Reception 5 p.m. 988-4226 is the phone number down there. They're on Galisteo Street. The show runs through November 5th. And Dale Landrum's Landscapes of New Mexico are going to be at Adib Kadori Fine Art, 613 Canyon Road. Reception 5 to 8. It looks like there's a lot of Canyon Road things tonight. Might be a good night to walk up there on a nice autumn evening. But there's a lot of downtown ones. Take a look and see in the Paso Tiempo. William Siegel over in Guadalupe has a show, and so does Zane Bennett, as you mentioned, and a few others.
And Sunday, October 2nd at 2 o'clock, Horace Silver, The Way It Was, featuring tribute trio John Rangel, piano, Michael Glynn, bass, Cal Haynes, drum, and special guest Bobby Shue, trumpet, and Glenn Costur, tenor saxophone, presented, did you say this one?
No.
Okay, by the New Mexico Museum of Art at the St. Francis Auditorium, and you can go to tributetrio.com.
There's always a lot to do in Santa Fe. What do you end up doing? You got to pick something. You don't want to stay in all night. So Saturday, I'm going to list a bunch of different things happening, and I don't think you mentioned the first one, although it seems like something, Mary Charlotte, you would jump on in a second and tell me if you did. 2011 Milagro Awards. Animal Protection of New Mexico is going to recognize people who've done good things on behalf of animals.
Excellent.
5 p.m. Saturday at El Dorado Hotel and Spa. It's a little pricey to get in. I don't know if it includes dinner or dancing or anything, but here's a website and a phone number. APNM.org or 505-265-2322. It's in the Paso Tiempo Community Events for Saturday, 5 o'clock. Also Saturday is Design Santa Fe 2011, 1:30 to 5. Some of the proceeds benefit St. Elizabeth Shelter. You get to see self-guided house and garden tours. Check out Santa Fe Interior Designers Presents.com.
What's a self-guided tour?
That's sort of like getting to know yourself. I do that stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
I sit around and read Plato and consider Euclid and all that stuff. I'm reading all this Greek stuff now.
Are you?
I got corralled into this Tekelote, this great teacher education program.
Oh, you did? That's wonderful.
Well, you try reading Plato, Socrates, and Euclid and making sense of those geometric
forms. I did. I went to St. John's many years ago to go to the Graduate Institute.
You should have been up all week studying with me.
Well, that would be fun.
Why did I get my hands on that Socrates guy? Anyways, it's been great. It's a kick, and I have to go back tomorrow.
That stuff is way more fun than it sounds, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, they make it a lot of fun. They are so energetic and they're interactive, and it's actually a kick to be up there. Plus, they feed you lunch.
Oh, well, that's the main thing.
Listen to this. I'm not going to try to make this too scary because it's not. It's actually a good thing, but the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas. Anyway, there's a benefit for this garden. It's a multimedia presentation.
Yes, we had them on the air, too, yesterday. That's the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas. Go ahead.
That's at Zia Zane Bennett Contemporary, 6 o'clock Saturday. You pay to get in. It includes food and drinks. You can get them at the ARC Bookstore on Romero Street. And proceeds do benefit the Montana-based Buddhist Dharma Center. So what more do you know about it?
Well, the Rinpoche, the Tibetan teacher, spent 9 years in Chinese prison camp from the age of 14 on. And what was fascinating about that to me when we had this conversation yesterday was that I asked him, I said, well, were there other Tibetans there? And he says, oh, yes, I'd been identified to be a Buddhist teacher, but I didn't have any teachers until I went to prison. And all the teachers were there because they imprisoned everybody for being religious. So that was where he got his religious education. And he, as many Buddhist people do, feel that we're kind of on the wrong track right now as the human race and whatnot. And so to bring love and peace and compassion back into the hearts of people, he is building this garden, which actually has 1,000 Buddha statues in it. And I haven't been there, but apparently they're not all done yet. They're making them one by one. But it's a place to go and feel peaceful and to be healed.
Here in Santa Fe?
No. And they're doing the benefit here, but it's in Montana.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
So you just got to drive north until you get there.
All right. So I didn't mean to make fun of the title, House of 1,000. I mean, that's a great title, though. Oh, I was thinking of House of the Seven Corpses. That's it. This movie,
of
no wait,
you
this
are.
Just takes a second. This movie company goes to this old house to make a horror movie, and they read from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and then zombies come get them. That stuff's not important. Okay.
Moving right along, tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Jim Christofik and his account of the modern Navajo Nation in Navajos Wear Nikes. It's a memoir where he talks about the world of the Navajo Nation and what's going on there. And apparently it's very good, and he's a prolific writer.
Nice. Tuesday night, is the Pinon Awards. The Santa Fe Community Foundation honors various groups. I'll mention them for you. Santa Fe Mountain Center, Santa Fe Alliance, Southwest Care Center, New Mexico Environmental Law Center. It's a free award ceremony. I've been to these. I hosted one a few years ago. At 6 o'clock at the Lensic. There's a party afterward at 7. 988-1234. It's worth going to see at 6 o'clock just to see these people and these groups being honored. Lensic, you can always call 988-1234. Also Tuesday night is Robin Hitchcock and Joe Boyd. They're going to be the singer-songwriter, guitarist, and the record producer. Are going to have Boyd read from her memoirs, and Hitchcock perform some 1960s tunes at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, 7:30 p.m.
Excellent.
And there's a story in today's Pass on that.
And on Sunday, a couple more things at Collected Works Bookstore. Sunday at 3 o'clock, Alwyn Gerdner and his memoir of the Navajo Nation, two memoirs of the Navajo Nation in 2 days. That's cool. Dine Ta Mi, My Reservation Days, 1923 to 1939. So he's talking about his childhood in the early 20th century. Mm. And he's the son of Plymouth Brethren missionaries. And he spent his first 18 years of his life out there. And you already talked about Searching for Beauty at Collected Works Bookstore.
Right.
And did you talk about Dana Micucci and her tale of one woman's journey, Sojourns of the Soul, Thursday, October 6th, One Woman's Journey Around the World and Into Her Truth. Dana Micucci gives a compelling account of her growing spiritual illumination through visits to some sacred places on the earth.
Hey, is Galisteo Street Books not doing any more book signings? I hardly ever seem to
Garcia?
Yeah.
Not
thanks.
As many. They're doing one. Earl James wrote a novel, and that's a week from today, and we'll talk about that next week. And I know that's Friday, the 7th of October, or Saturday the 8th, one or the other. We'll tell you next week at this time. But they're not doing as many readings.
Okay.
They're under different ownership.
The two-person play Collected Stories is at Santa Fe Playhouse. Luis Viscoli, Vanessa Rios-Valles, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, Sunday matinee, 8 o'clock next Thursday. Playhouse is on DeVargas Street.
It's a pretty good play.
Call 988-4262.
Did you see it? I saw the dress rehearsal the other night. And it's an interesting play. The two actors are very good.
They're good actresses.
And the play... Well, as we talked about on the air, it's the kind of thing where when it's done, you want to go out for coffee and argue about it.
Legal and business issues in the film summit. Thursday night, there's going to be a discussion about, I think film festivals in our community and issues, social and economic impact. This is over at Zane Bennett Contemporary Art. It's presented by the New Mexico Lawyers for the Art and Media. There'll be discussions about copyright and fair use. Ray Valdez is going to talk about filming Zizobra. And later in the evening, there's the discussion of film festivals. This is Thursday night, Zane Bennett. Let me give you a phone number, 982-8111. And I know on next Friday, there's also more seminars that day at Zane Bennett about the film industry. And there's ballroom dance party at the dance station over on Alameda Street Thursday night in Solana Center. 989-9788. So if you want to go out Thursday night for some dance lessons, 90 minutes worth. That'd be fun. And you can cook with the chefs at the farmer's market on Thursday. It's going to be Esteban Pada and John Gilchrist of Andiamo, 5:30 p.m. The market's from 4 to 7. This is Thursday in the farmer's market, 983-4098. So you get to go and learn how to cook with these people. Have you ever done that?
No.
I try to teach myself how to cook with my dogs helping me in the kitchen. It don't go too
Yeah, well. Learning how to cook. I wish that somebody who lived in my house wanted to cook all the time.
I know, and it's not fair to try things out on your dogs because they don't gripe.
Well, it's fair to them. Hey, did you talk about the Santa Fe Literary Review?
No, I'll let you do that, but I have a quick anecdote to tell.
Okay, but hang on. The Santa Fe Literary Review 2011 edition reading and reception is Tuesday, October 4th from 5 to 7 in the Hemez Room, number 1 at the Santa Fe Community College. And Miriam Sagan founded that. She directs the creative writing program at the community college, and it's a wonderful publication, so check it out.
Excellent. I was playing tug rope with my dog, Rio, and I was eating a banana at the same time. The banana was in my left hand, and the tug rope was in my right. And I guess the peels from the banana hung down too low, so I saw his eyes dart away from the rope. I couldn't figure out what he was thinking of. And then he went and got the banana peels and just ripped them off. So now the thing is he likes bananas.
Well, there are worse things.
They're not bad for dogs, right?
No, grapes are bad for dogs.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they give them kidney failure.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not feeding them grapes.
Yeah, don't do that.
But what if they bite from an apple?
Apples are fine. Okay. In fact, I have an apple tree, and my dog, my little dog Milk jumps up on his hind legs and pulls apples off the tree and brings them in and eats them, which is cute. Just saying.
That's
okay.
A good story.
Poetry reading with Jim Ferris. Tuesday, October 4th at 7 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas. Jim Ferris, bats right, throws right, votes left. He's the author of Facts of Life and the Hospital Poems. And for more information, check out Teatro Paraguas.
If you want to hear music tonight, listen up. El Farol has the Gordon Free Band, Pop and Electronica, 9 o'clock. It ain't free. La Fiesta Lounge has Kathy Faber's Swingin' Country Band, 8 o'clock. No cover charge. Second Street Brewery's got Americana band Todd and the Fox at 7 o'clock, no cover. Silver Starlight Lounge out on Rodeo Road has Charles Tishner, 6:30. And Tiny's has Curry, Springer, and Prim. That's a good mixed band. I like dancing with them. 8:30, no cover. Vanessa has Girls from Mars at 7:30, and they're playing in Laney tomorrow.
Look at how excited you just got.
Well, that's a great title, and they do like swing. They do like Boogie Woogie and Andrew Sisters, and there's a picture of them. They look kind of fun, and they've been at it like 20-some years. And anyway, they're at Vanessa tonight at 7:30. I guess Vanessa's put in a little dance floor.
By the way, dinner and a movie at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion, hosted by the National Young Farmers Coalition. Local foods by local farmers, catered by Joe's Diner. There will be a film shown called The Greenhorns, which we talked about on the show a while back. It's a wonderful documentary about young farmers, and that's Sunday, October 2nd. The dinner starts at 6. The film starts at 7. For more information, area code 914-715-0088, or you can go to youngfarmers.org. You can also go to thegreenhorns.net, so you can watch a trailer for the film there. And that should be really fun.
We ain't talked too much about classical music. We do want to give an aura of class to this program.
An aura of class.
The Serenata Santa Fe is going to offer a concert at 3 p.m. Sunday with Beethoven's Op 11 Trio. I guess that's like the Nairobi Trio or something. Scottish Rite. Tickets at the door. Hey, this was fun. Thanks.
This was fun indeed. Yeah, it's just about time to go.
I'll see you some other time.
Yeah, it's. I really appreciate your sitting in for Rob DeWalt. Well, Robert Knott is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us every once in a while. Speaking of the art, also watch for his prolific articles about education in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, the KSFR Fun Drive will be with us. And it's actually going to be fun. I've got some great things. Wednesday, cats versus dogs, which is better.
Am I going to pose nude again for that one thing?
Yeah, and we'll put that right on the radio.
We'll
hold that picture right up to the microphone. Does that work for you?
Let me know if you want me to come by for 2 minutes.
That'd be great. All right, so have a wonderful weekend.
I'm gonna.
Don't forget your local public radio station. Be happy, be peaceful, wear your seatbelt. Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Ciao.